The future site of Steve Kelly's ethanol plant in Gibson City is quickly filling up with steel loading bays, concrete silos, and large boilers and dryers for producing ethanol.
I kind of refer to them as just like giant clothes dryers. That product just tumbles in there until it's dry enough, and then it's conveyed back into the DDG flat storage. In the center of that building is our boiler.
The DDG, or Dry Distiller Grain Holding Facility, makes up part of an 80-acre site for the plant called One Earth Energy. Slated for a spring opening, it's the result of the combined efforts of five grain companies. The plant will produce up to 100 million gallons of ethanol a year. That's a lot, says Kelly, the president of One Earth Energy, but he calls that amount an industry standard. The earliest ethanol plants were located west of the Mississippi River, and cheaper corn meant cheaper production. Demand is now up on the East Coast, and Kelly says it makes sense to ship there for higher profit margins. His plant has the infrastructure, a state highway, water supply, and rail line. But Kelly says the key was recruiting so many in the grain business to sign on.
They're handling almost 100 million bushels of corn in a given year. This plant needs about 36 million, so that means that, you know, through our partnership, rather than sell to somebody else, we can sell to ourselves first, and we won't be chasing a bushel of corn in the event of a shortage out here. So having that secured made the equity people secure, and it also made the lender feel more secure in this project.
Kelly also says timing played a role. He says what cost $160 million to start a few years ago would have been well over $200 million if the partners signed their papers today. And as long as gas prices stay high and Congress mandates that a certain amount of ethanol be used in a gallon, sites like Gibson City's plant should come out ahead. But timing also hurt the Champaign County village of Royal and its population of 300. This year, Heartland Ethanol scrapped plans to build seven plants, citing high fuel costs and problems borrowing money. Royal was supposed to get one of them. The rail line runs past the local division for JBS United, a feed dealer in the heart of town that would have benefited from an ethanol plant.
It's had no effect. We just missed a real opportunity, I think.
JBS manager Les Busboom says the plant appeared to be a done deal, and he bought another grain elevator to prepare for it.
They didn't want to put any more money in it themselves, and about that time corn rallies $3, capital markets get thin. I think they just decided in their best interest to just stop.
But Busboom says the big loss may have been to homeowners. A local school superintendent says those with large farms in and around Royal still struggle with high property taxes. Vic White heads the Prairie View Ogden School District and says the plant would not only have meant tax relief, but an upgrade for school facilities.
We have old buildings. Some of these buildings have been built in the 30s through the 50s time frame. And just to be able to get updates, better energy efficiency, you know, wind energy maybe, geothermal, stuff like that was always in our thought process.
Neil Harl, a professor of agricultural economics at Iowa State University, says he supports Senator Barack Obama's plans, which include ethanol subsidies and will have more of a say in the future of energy supplies.
There are times when we need to do some influencing of the free market, where it is pretty clear that the long-term interests of the country are better served with a policy that moves us, maybe before the market would call for it, in a different direction.
In a May campaign stop in South Dakota, Obama reiterated support for new energy sources, not only ethanol, but for wind and solar power.
The fact is, when John McCain had the chance to support alternative energy, he rejected the single biggest investment in renewable energy in history, including incentives that contributed to a nearly 50% increase in wind power generation last year. He's voted against renewable fuel mandates and investment in clean energy over and over again.
Professor Harl says Senator McCain's approach is that petroleum has provided the country with energy in the past and will in the future without mandated help. He outlined ideas in Ames, Iowa last November.
I'll propose a national energy strategy that will amount to a declaration of independence from the risk bred by our reliance on petro-dictators and our vulnerability to the troubled politics of the lands they rule. That strategy won't be another grab bag of handouts to this or that industry and a full employment act for lobbyists.
But another school of thought may be that alternate fuels need more time to develop, and cities should be braced for the next big thing, whether it's ethanol, biodiesel, wind, or something else. Vicki Hogan is the executive director of Vermilion Advantage. It's located in Danville, which recently lost out on two ethanol plants.
All you can do in any community or in any economic development scenario is to try to stay ahead of the curve, to see what's coming next, to see where you're prepared and where you can be competitive, and then try to position yourself and be on the leading edge for those investments. You know, nothing is forever anymore. Things continue to change and evolve, and technology is at the heart of all of that.
I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.